So reading from the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavanas Thakur. We're continuing from last night to hear how Lord Chaitanya had become a God-intoxicated person after his initiation. And when he returned to Mayapur, Navadvip, the devotees there, his mother Sachi and the other devotees, they couldn't understand why he was exhibiting these symptoms. Because before he was very peaceful and cool-headed, teaching Sanskrit, very sober. But now he was acting completely like a madman, intoxicated man, crying, rolling on the ground, serving all the Vaishnavas. He gave up his arrogance, he gave up his pride, became very, very humble, and very much a servant of everyone. So everyone was surprised. Moreover, the majority of the people, including his mother, they thought that he had some disease, that he had some type of disturbance of his vata, his life errors. So they called different physicians, different vaidyas and doctors came to see the Lord. And they said, yes, yes, this trembling, he's trembling and shaking, and he's crying tears and his hair standing on end, romancha kampa ashru. These are all symptoms of some type of madness, some type of vata, air disturbance. So they rubbed oil on his head and they gave him different medicines to try to cure his disease. So day after day, Lord Chaitanya was showing different symptoms of ecstasy. So we'll see in this pastime how he reminds us of a great devotee in Treta Yuga known as Hanuman. Everyone knows about Hanuman. He is Dasya Bhakta. He has attained perfection in serving the Lord Ram. So we can hear how, so this is a very nice description of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasies in Krishna consciousness. And also his mood, because you see the mood of the Goswamis and the mood of Lord Chaitanya is, where is Krishna? Krishna kaha hai? Hey Krishna, vajadevi ke hi lalite hi nanda suno kutaha. Kutaha, in Bengali, where are you? The Goswamis were always praying. So Lord Chaitanya is in that same mood. So the different devotees in Navadvip who were living with Lord Chaitanya, they were postulating or trying to guess what was wrong with him. Why was he showing these symptoms after he came back from Gaya? One person said, one of the wives of the devotee said, he is Lord Krishna taken birth amongst us. And another devotee said, I think he is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. In this way, the different residents of Navadvip expressed their opinion about who is Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya returned to external consciousness, everyone embraced him. I can't power to describe how Lord Chaitanya was crying at that time. At that time, Lord Chaitanya recited a verse from Krishna Karnamrita. Now, this is the very, very beginning of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. He had just returned from Gaya. He just got initiated. And we hear many years later, when he was, of course, he lived to be 48 years old, right? 48. So many years later, in his 40s, now he's only a teenager. He just got initiated. He's 16, 17 years old. And still, he's relishing verses from Krishna Karnamrita. And we hear later in his Antya Lila, in Gambira Lila, which is his Gupta Lila, he's also relishing the verses spoken by Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar speaking Krishna Karnamrita, Gita Govinda, Vidyapati's poems, Chandidas's poems, the Srimad Bhagavatam, very much relishing, and Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, which was a drama written by Ramananda Roy. So here he is, right in the beginning, he's relishing. Amunya Danyani Dinatarani Hari Twad Alav Kanam Antarena Anatta Bando Karanaika Sindho Ahantaha, ahantaha hanta katam niyami. Bilva Mangala Thakur prays to the Lord. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O friend of the helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. So Lord Chaitanya is expressing his mood, his own feeling of separation from Krishna, by quoting this verse by Bilva Mangala Thakur. Then Lord Chaitanya goes on. Where will I go to find that flutist? Krishna, the Lord asked. Then he sighed and he wept. Staying with his close friends, the Lord said, I will tell you about my sufferings. My sufferings have no end. I found and then I lost Krishna, who is my life. Everyone was very happy to hear this secret. Full of faith in Lord Chaitanya's words, his devotees, they weren't really surrendered yet, but his associates, they sat on four sides around him. Then the Lord said, there is a village called Kanai Natashala. This is a place where Krishna was dancing. There's a deity there. When I returned from Gaya, I passed through that place. Now ISKCON they're doing some seva there in Kanai Natashala. And they're building some small room there. If anyone wants to go there and do bhajan, they can go there, because Kanai Natashala is where Lord Chaitanya, there was Nisringa, I believe it was Nisringa Brahmachari, in meditation. He was meditating and offering a beautiful road for the Lord to walk on when Lord Chaitanya was leaving Puri. But his meditation only went as far as Kanai Natashala, and he couldn't meditate anymore. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he woke up and he told the devotees, Lord Chaitanya will not go any further than Kanai Natashala. He will stay there. And they said, why? And they said, because in my meditation I can't make my mental road won't go any farther than that place. So sure enough, when Lord Chaitanya started to leave Puri and go on his pilgrimage, on his way to Vrindavan, he only made it as far as Kanai Natashala. And he's describing that here. I went there when I returned from Gaya. In that place I saw a very handsome dark boy with a complexion like a tamal tree. His charming hair was decorated with gunjamala, and above that was a splendid peacock feather, and he wore a glistening necklace of jewels. I have no power to describe the beauty. In his hands he held a very beautiful flute, and very charming anklets decorated his feet. Decorated with jeweled ornaments, his arms defeated sapphire pillars. The Srivats mark, a Kaustubha jewel, and a grand jewel necklace shone on his chest. How can I describe his yellow garments, his Makara Kundala, and his lotus eyes? Smiling and smiling, he approached me. He embraced me, and then he ran away. Speaking and speaking like this, Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious, saying, Oh Krishna! And he fell to the ground. Suddenly there was a great commotion, and everyone chanted, Krishna, Krishna! Holding the Lord still, they wiped the dust from his feet. First, Lord Chaitanya was peaceful. And then he would break his peace and yell out, Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And he would cry. A moment later, he would be peaceful and composed again. He was naturally very meek and humble. Hearing the Lord talk about devotional service, everyone became happy at heart. Everyone said, Oh my Lord, we must have performed many pious deeds that now we are having your association. To a person who has attained your association, what is the value of life in Vaikuntha? Even a moment's association with you will give the greatest fruit of pure devotional service. We are all protected by you. Please become our leader in chanting the holy names. So this is the devotees in Navadvip are about to form the first Sankirtan party. We have Sankirtan book distribution parties or Harinam parties. So they're thinking we need to make someone the leader. So they're asking Lord Chaitanya, will you be the Sankirtan leader? So it's a great fortune to be the leader of a Sankirtan party. Because even Lord Chaitanya himself, he headed up the first Sankirtan party. With your tears of love, please cool our bodies, which are burned by the words of the offenders. After happily speaking words of encouragement to everyone, the Lord, walking like a maddened lion, returned to his home. When he was home, he did not act like an ordinary person. He was always in an ecstatic trance. How many streams of bliss flowed from his graceful eyes. The Ganga that was born from his eyes now flows over his face. The only words that Lord Chaitanya spoke are, Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Whenever he saw a Vaishnava, he would ask him, "Where is Krishna?" Saying this, the Lord would cry greatly. Understanding, the devotees would try to comfort him. One day, Gadadhar, Pandit, was carrying some betel nuts, and he happily came before the Lord. Seeing Gadadhar, the Lord asked him, "Where is Krishna, that dark Lord who wears yellow garments?" Seeing the Lord's sufferings, everyone thought their heart was breaking. If someone tried to answer, no words would come out. Saintly Gadadhar respectfully said, "Because Lord Chaitanya is asking a question, where is Krishna?" So then Gadadhar, he said, "Krishna is always in your heart." And upon hearing that, "Krishna is always in your heart," Lord Chaitanya tried to rip open his chest, just like Hanuman. As I mentioned, just as Hanuman, this pastime reminds us of Hanuman. He tried to rip apart his chest with his fingernails. Now, keep in mind, what kind of fingernails does Lord Chaitanya have? Adbhuta Naka. Adbhuta Naka. We say Adbhuta Mandir. The Tavakara Kamala Adbhuta. Was it? Tamala Tavakara Kamala Varena Adbhuta Sringham. So this Adbhuta means wonderful nails. Naka means nails. Wonderful, extraordinary nails. The nails of Lord Chaitanya are as hard as lightning bolts. And those same nails of Lord Chaitanya, where that painting used to be around here, oh, there it is. The same nails of Lord Chaitanya, they ripped apart the heart of Hiranyakashipu. So when Lord Chaitanya puts his nails to his chest, it's a dangerous situation. Because he can just rip his whole chest in 1 second. There was a great commotion. Gadadhara grabbed the Lord's hands, and speaking many words, somehow he pacified Lord Chaitanya. He said, Gadadhar said, "Krishna will come. Please be peaceful at heart." As Mother Sachi watched all this, she was very pleased with Gadadhar's actions. She thought, "Oh, I've never seen such an intelligent boy as this. Afraid, I cannot even approach my son. But this boy, Gadadhar, is very easily pacifying him." So then Mother Sachi said to Gadadhar, "Oh, my son, please stay here always. Please don't leave us and go somewhere else." Seeing the Lord's wonderful ecstasy of love, Mother Sachi thought about her son. No other thoughts came to her heart. So this is from this point on, Gadadhar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would associate together day after day under the order of Mother Sachi. Of course, Gadadhar is in one level, he's Radharani. He's the expansion of Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So he's Krishna and also Radha. So Gadadhar, now Radha and Krishna have come together under the order of Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi, of course, is Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda is very, very happy when Radharani comes every day to cook for her son, Krishna. She's so happy that she's thinking, "Radharani, why do you leave this house? This house is your house." In fact, Nanda Maharaj, if you see the description of the house of Nanda Maharaj, he has several rooms in his house. Bedrooms for his wife, and dining rooms, and boga storage rooms, ghee storage rooms, jewelry rooms, temple rooms. So many rooms are there. There are about, I think, 46 rooms in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And he has one room for Sridham, who is Krishna's best friend, private bedroom for Sridham, Krishna's best boyfriend, cowherd boyfriend. And he has one room for Srimati Radharani, a bedroom for Srimati Radharani, and a small living room. So this is the eternal Leela. So when Mother Yashoda greets Radharani when she comes every morning to cook Krishna's breakfast, she says, "Why don't you stay here? We have a room for you. And actually, you would be the ideal match for my Krishna. You should be the wife of my Lord Krishna." So Mother Sachi is very much wanting Radharani to stay always with Krishna. So in the same way, Mother Sachi, when she saw Gadadhar, how affectionate he was and how intelligent he was in dealing with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, she said, "Gadadhar, please, you stay always with my Lord, my son, Lord Chaitanya." So the next section, something about Sankirtan, dancing in Kirtan. Now the Sankirtan movement has started, and it's starting to inundate all of Navadvipa with the Prem Nam Sankirtan. So there's a short section here besides including the description of the Sankirtan party, we'll also hear how Lord Chaitanya was so respectful of everyone, especially the devotees, and especially when he met or when he associated with the greatest of all the devotees. He was most respectful. The greatest of all the devotees, of course, is Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. So throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and something in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some mentions there, we see how Lord Chaitanya would visit all the Shiva temples all over India, all the major ones where he went, Bhuvaneshwar in South India, and he would offer great respect to Lord Shiva, worship him, dance in ecstasy, chant his glories, and be very happy to see nice worship of the Lord going on. And then he would make different statements from his own lips that are quoted directly by Vrindavan Das Thakur. For example, Lord Chaitanya would say, anyone who disregards Lord Shiva, who doesn't show him proper respect or honor, he can never become a devotee of Krishna. Direct words from Lord Chaitanya. So it's not that we establish Shiva Lingas in all our temples and begin worship of Lord Shiva. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did himself in several of his temples do that, but our Gurudev didn't. But needless to say, whenever we have opportunity to have darshan of Lord Shiva, we should be very respectful. Rupa Raghunath are our preceptors, and Srila Prabhupada, he gives a purport in the Vaishnava Song book. He said, we want to study very deeply the books of the six Goswamis. This is what it means. Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Hoivi Akuti. Akuti means eager. So Prabhupada says, when will we be eager? When will we be very eager to study the books of the six Goswamis and to follow in their Padi, to follow in their footsteps? The footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Prabhupada, there's one song by Narottam. He's giving this purport and translation. So if you read the books of Rupa Goswami and Narottam Das Goswami, Mathura Mahatmyam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and the various quotes from Hari Bhakti Vilas mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other books by Raghunath Das Goswami, you'll see how many prayers they have to Lord Shiva and how much they're worshipping Lord Shiva. Sanatan Goswami every day went to worship Gopishwar Mahadev, every single day, when he was in Vrindavan. And when he lived in Govardhan for doing his brata, Govardhan Parikrama, he lived right exactly next to Chakaleshwar Mahadev. And every day he did puja of Mahadev, and then he did Parikrama. Understanding that such a great devotee should not only not be neglected, but should be worshipped and prayed to for mercy. So this is the topmost approach to Lord Shiva, to actually worship him and pray for his mercy that we can attain prema bhakti, become free from ahankar and false ego, because he is delegated with that responsibility. He's controlling false ego. And Prabhupada explains in one purport in the fourth canto, if devotees of the Lord are interested in getting free from false ego, if anyone is interested, they should pray to Lord Shiva. Prabhupada says this directly in the fourth canto. So we'll hear a little bit Lord Chaitanya's sound. One day, a Shaivite came to Namadvip, and he was singing the glories of Lord Shiva. Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya. Something. Shankar Bhagavan or something. Bam Bam Bole. Somehow he was singing the glories of Lord Shiva. And he was playing a dambura drum and singing about Lord Shiva. He came to Lord Chaitanya's house to beg alms, to do madhukari. Because Lord Chaitanya was a Brahmin and a grihastha. And he had some money from his teachings. So people would come every day to the house of Lord Chaitanya and beg charity. And it's explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and some bhajans. No one would go away empty-handed. Everyone, every beggar, everyone that came to Lord Chaitanya's door, they were all very happy and fully satisfied. Who wouldn't be? If you just had the darshan of Lord Chaitanya, you would be fully satisfied. But he would give them money, give them food, prasadam, and cloth. Very charitable, proper grihastha dharma he was exhibiting. So this Shaivite came to the door of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya heard how Lord Shiva was being glorified by his devotee, Lord Chaitanya himself manifested the form of Lord Shiva. with splendid matted hair. It's called Jat. Jata. And then with one jump, he came on the singer's shoulders and he screamed. This is shoulders. In other words, he was at some distance, but of course Lord Shiva, so he has all mystic powers and he can jump and he dances Nataraj. He dances so ecstatically at the devastation in Pralaya. So from where he was, he jumped from his inside his house and he landed right on the shoulders. Right on the shoulders of the Shaivite. And then he said, I am Shiva! I am Shiva! The people were watching in amazement. The matted hair, Lord Chaitanya, he played a din-din drum and a horn, singha, it's called singha, this kind of horn that goes like that, singha. He played a horn again and again, and he told that Shaivite, sing, bolo, bolo, sing, sing. That day, that very fortunate soul attained the full benefit of singing the glories of Lord Shiva. Because he was a Shaivite, he was always going around, ding, ding, and singing Lord. Now he got darshan of his Lord. Because that Shaivite sang without offense, Lord Chaitanya climbed on his shoulders. So we're saying, I can't see Lord Chaitanya. I've never seen him. Where is he? Does he exist? Here he is climbing on the shoulders of a Shaivite. I mean, Shaivites and Vaishnavas are kind of arch enemies from time immemorial. The Shaivites will say, don't worship Vishnu. His name is Hari. He will take everything away. Watch out. You worship Lord Shiva. He is Ashutosh. He is very easily pleased and you become very powerful. Look at me. I'm very rich. Look at this Sudama fellow. This Sudama was a beggar. He worshiped Krishna. So they say like that. So the Shaivites and the Vaishnavas, they have a kind of a rivalry going on since a few thousand years. You can ask Vrajabhakti Vilas, he'll tell you all about it in South India. But in this case, we see that this Shaivite had Lord Chaitanya sitting on his shoulders. And why did Lord Chaitanya sit on his shoulders? Because he chanted the glories of his Ishtadev without offense. Not offense. Namabhas. No offense. So if we want Lord Chaitanya to sit on our shoulders, we're his devotees. We're not Shaivites. At least I think not. We're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or aspiring. Let's say we're aspiring to become Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But do we feel Lord Chaitanya sitting on our shoulders? Has he in one jump, has he jumped and landed on our shoulders? And told us, bolo, bolo, vraha, sing, hey, Vraj Bhakti, sing, sing. Of course, that would be nice if you're leading kirtan and you feel the presence of Lord Chaitanya on your shoulders or in your heart. But this Shaivite is very fortunate. When Lord Chaitanya returned to external consciousness, he climbed down from the Shaivite's shoulders. In the singer's cloth bag, the Lord put alms. In other words, you carry a begging bag. It's like uttariya. Sannyasi has uttariya for begging. So he had a bag, he opened his bag and he said, give what you can. So Lord Chaitanya put alms, he put charity, donations, fruits in his bag. Now that this Shaivite's life was now a perfect success and he departed, then everyone, from the mouths of everyone in the assembly, there was an auspicious sound of Hari, Hari. Thus the Lord enjoyed pastime with his servants. The Lord said, listen, my brothers, this is the best of all advice. Why should we waste our nights in false and useless activities? So this is the beginning of the Harinam Sankirtan in Srivas Angam. Everyone goes to Srivas Angam in Mayapur, the house of Srivas Acharya, where Lord Chaitanya every night would have kirtan. So now he's sitting with all of his associates, and they haven't really started the official Sankirtan movement yet. And he's preaching to them, you go to your house at night, and I go to my house, and we waste our nights. We sleep. Just like on Ekadasi, the Shastras and the Acharyas, they encourage us, don't sleep tonight.